Get ready. It's time to tee it up with Keith Jones.
Coming up on today's show, we welcome back the incomparable legend himself, Bob Toski, as we make time for Toski. So stay tuned to get ready as you tee it up with Keith Jones. Welcome to the show. So glad you'd be along this week, and we wanted to make time for Toski. It's our co-host going, you know. So we said, okay, Bob, you can be a co-host until you turn 100, and then we'll talk about it. We'll renegotiate the contract. But we welcome the amazing legend himself, Bob Toski, back to the show. Bobby, thanks for making time as always.
I'm ready to go.
I know. I can tell you are. So. What gets you up there in the day? I mean, what drives you? Is it getting out onto the golf course? What is it?
Well, what drives me right now is my birthday, and I have so many things to plan that I'm going to have as my birthday that the people won't realize. Number one, I'm going to tap dance.
What?
Yeah, I could tap dance. I just got a new pair of tap shoes in. Capizios, which I had the old pair for about 40 years, and they were too small, and I just got the new pair in, and I put them on my feet, and I'm dancing to the song, "I'll be down to get you in the taxi, honey. You better be ready by the 8:30. Now, my dearie, don't be late. I'm going to be there when the band starts playing." And that's the tempo I'm dancing to, and I'll be goddamn, my feet. I had no trouble finding the beat with my feet.
Well, they're both a size 9. That's what we know, because he's 99. Size, you get that? There you go.
Size 11.
I know, you big lug you.
But I'll tell you one day, I can dance, son of a, you name it.
Yeah, you can. I'm not surprised. I always look forward to your birthday parties, because you're a song and dance man. If you're not up on stage singing and tapping and all that stuff, it's not happening.
I admired Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, but I can't dance like them. But I can dance at 99. I'm not gonna at 100. I'm not gonna embarrass myself. Yeah. Everybody will be pleasantly surprised.
Excellent. So this is breaking news here on the show. As Bob's gonna be tap dancing his way down to the actually 100. Actually, he'll be 100 by the time his birthday party is, but we know that we'll be boots on the ground and celebrating his actual birthday with him in probably hot South Florida. So,
well, I've got you at a good table with some good people, and you'll enjoy yourself.
I usually do, and you usually do. So, you have a good time too, but put me at a good table with some good people. So, I appreciate that.
My next breaking news is I'm going to go in the software business. I just signed a contract with JNR. I don't know if you met Randy and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But we just signed a contract with these people, and I'm going to endorse my blouse, shirt and hat, my hat. And it's going to be Toski Tour and Touch of Toski. And we are going to have a booth at the PGA show.
Oh, my goodness. Does that mean there might be a Toski sighting in Orlando?
I will be there.
What?
And now that I have no choice, because David Range, the PGA gave them a space of which they said there was none left. But because of my name and my time with the PGA, they've allowed a certain amount of space for us to put a booth in. So I'll be there in person, signing autographs and showing you my software, and probably do a little tap dance. You never know.
Wow, that's exciting news. I have fond memories of us hanging out in Orlando at the PGA Merchandise Show, but it hasn't happened for a number of years now. So super excited, you know, because then you'll be 100. So it's, I mean, you are the oldest living PGA of America member to begin with, and so
exactly right. Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. The last few days, I feel forever young with the signing of this contract and going to the show. And naturally, that's, as you know, I got to be in the physically and mentally good shape. So I'll have to just make sure that I'm not overworking myself and go up there and... I've got so many thing plans, Keith. It's a joke.
Well, you got to pace yourself. There's no question about that. That was one of the issues in prior years about that, because that takes even us younger guys. It takes a lot out of you just going up and down and stuff. So
yes,
it'll be good that they can put you in a booth and
put me in a booth and sit there and just do my thing and. Would you believe that this is going to happen at my 100th year on Mother Earth?
Yeah, I believe it because I know you and I've known you for quite a while. And, that is amazing to me, just that alone. Not just the number that you're reaching, but to be as active as you are. Because I know other nonagenarians that are younger than you and are not as mobile, it depends on the person, obviously. That's what happens. And people in their 80s and octogenarians and even people in their 70s. And I tell your story all the time because we're dear friends by this point. And I say, my friend Bob is going to be 100 years old. People are, what? You know, and he was out on the golf course the other day. What? You know, so.
Well, I have a request for you.
Uh-oh, okay.
And I shouldn't ask you this, but I don't know if they've anybody done any stats about the PGA Tour, but I want to know what the average height and weight of the tour players are today on the tour. What is their average height and weight? And what is the lightest player on tour in weight, and what's the heaviest player on tour playing? I need to know those stats because I need to analyze their swings and then use my knowledge and experience to go on the air with you and talk about it.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
So the average height for the PGA Tour player is 6 feet tall. So I'm actually taller than, you know, the average. So that's good. And I certainly exceed the weight limit, which is 180 to 183. I don't know how the average isn't like one number, but that's what we're seeing. The average weight is around 180 pounds. So we'll say 6 feet, 180. We know you're you were 5'7" and 117. No, 114.
118.
Okay, right. 118. I made him skinnier than he actually, you know.
No, one pound doesn't make any difference.
except when you're 118 pounds and a pound makes a difference.
Now, what I want to talk about is the synchronization of the movements of my body, which exists with vertical force, lateral force, and rotary force. All those forces are blending to create speed with the clubhead at the point of impact. And the timing of those movements and the synchronization of those movements have to be so precise. And I look back at what I did, and I had a perfect golf swing. And I made it work. but I had what we call quick strength. Quick strength. I was able to, and I just found that out with my feet the other day. I put those shoes on. You know, tap shoes are not light with that
metal plate.
Metal plate on the toe and heel. And I did a number of in the house here with some friends, and they said, "No way, no way. You mean I hadn't done this in 40 years?" So I've been blessed. I think I could use a phrase, Keith, forever young.
Nice.
And I feel forever young now because I'm accomplishing so much late in my life. And you know, it takes people and friends like you. And I'm overbooked already. I'm up to 120 guests, and I'm supposed to only have 100. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do.
I think people would pay their way to go to your birthday party. Just saying. You're not going to do that, but I'm telling you.
That's not Bob Tosky.
I know. I'm just saying. But if I was a person and wasn't in that that was above that cut line, I would say, "Bob, here's whatever, and count me in." So
there you go. Okay. That may have to happen.
Yeah, and it may, and you might. Yeah, I think you may be surprised at how many people are willing to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to have a barbershop quartet.
There we go.
And I'll open the show with the barbershop quartet. We'll be out in the foyer outside the ballroom.
Yeah.
And I'll be with the four singers, and I'll lead them in, and I'll sing probably the first line of. Not a soul down on the corner. It's a pretty certain sign. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. I'll only sing that one line in front of them, and then they will finish the song, but they will walk around the entire room to all the tables, and they sing for about a half hour and sing barbershop numbers. That's going to be the opening of my show.
Nice.
And then you know you won't have any idea when I'm going to tap dance.
No.
I got the shoes hidden underneath the chair up on the stage. And I'll use an excuse by saying I got to sit down. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
And I'll put those shoes back on, and Gino will then start playing Dark Town Strutter's Ball. And I'll stand up, and I'll have those feet flying like you can't believe.
Leave it to Tosky to be 99 years old and deceptive still.
Well, it's a state of mind, but you got to have a good state of mind with a good state of health. Without a good state of health, I don't know how you can have a good state of mind. The two go hand in hand.
Well, I do want to talk about more on the rhythm topic as we go through the show this hour, as Bob's spending the hour with us, and we're making time for Tosky, which we're always happy to do because the guy's 99 years old. He's the last living link to the golf history. I mean, Bob, I could go on. I will go on and on this year. We're dear friends and stuff, and I greatly appreciate that relationship. But it's just so phenomenal to have a guy like Bob Tosky as a regular contributor to this show. And if you know the name and you're like, Bob's still around? Bob is still around, and he'll be back with us after this first break.
Hi, this is John O'Hurley reminding you you're listening to Tee It Up with Keith Jones. I haven't been this excited since I discovered I couldn't lick my elbow.
Back with the incomparable Bob Tosky, tapping his way through life. Who, who know? I got rhythm. I got rhythm. I'm not going to sing. That was pretty good, actually. I got to give myself credit there because, you know, those of us that can't sing, play. That's what we do. So
you just said the word rhythm before we went into a break.
Yeah.
Rhythm, the rhythm of the song. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. It's so fast that my feet couldn't do that. So I have to do the song at a rhythm that's slower. So I have to have my pianist know the song and then play the song at a rhythm that my feet will be able to handle. And I already know that because what I've done is I sing the song myself to my tempo and rhythm, and then I dance my feet to that. And it works.
Yeah, well, you know, this is perfect for you because it makes sense that you still should be able to tap dance because you are rhythmic. You have rhythm in your golf swing, historically speaking, and even to this day, and you have that ability to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that I hope that nothing changes from now. I've only got about 58 more days.
Right. Yeah, counting it down, believe me, counting it down. So it's crazy that it's coming that fast, but it is.
Well, you see my jacket with the 100 stars on it, my jacket. I got a jacket with 100 stars on it.
Yeah, I got to be careful. I've been thinking about it because I know jackets are required, so I'll be making sure I wear a sports jacket. But I was like, that one might be I don't want to do any kind of competing with Bob. I'm not going to do with the stars on it, obviously.
Yeah,
I have a nice paisley muted sports jacket. I like that. Might be a little too heavy for South Florida, whatever. But you know, I want
you to know one thing, Keith. I'm not going to compete against anybody. I'm going to do what Toski does best and enjoy it. And let the marbles fall where they are. And it's not a question of competing against anybody because I've done that 100 times, 1,000 times on a tour. But I have a show that I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning with all these ideas with a pen and pencil or whatever. And I'm just full of ideas and full of vinegar and ready to go.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic to hear, and I'm glad you're so inspired and, you know, able to come back on the show and talk about this. All this late-breaking news coming from Bob Toski and
this you're the first one to hear about it because I haven't, the air time.
Yeah, well, there you go, and you know, hopefully it doesn't. Yeah, because that'll be a nice surprise for a lot of people. People, is Toski tap dancing? Indeed, he is. So,
where do you see my clothing on? It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So how does that come about? Obviously, Randy and Joe are hard at work and such, but you know,
they were looking at the way I dressed. And they looked at some of the shirts I had, like with Greg Norman and the different styles with different people. And all of a sudden, Randy says, would you be interested in doing some software with your name on it? Because at 100 years of age, you have... Let's see. Yeah, he made the remark about probably 20,000 PGA pros that have golf shops, right?
Right.
And he said, "You realize how many friends you have in the business, and once they find out that you're going to have some software and be at the PGA show, it's going to be interesting to see what the traffic is going to be like. Of course, and I'm going to do some I'm going to sign autographs, and I can know some of what I might do. I might sing, I might dance.
Probably. He's probably going to do just about all that stuff at the PGA Merchandise Show coming up in January. You know, we'll be telling you about that show as the run-up, but super exciting breaking news on T.W. Keith Jones. Bob Toski coming back to the PGA Show in Orlando, and we'll be back with Bob after this bottom of the hour break.
The Dalai Lama. I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter.
The Lama.
Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says? Gunga Galunga. Gunga Gunga Galunga.
We are back with the legend, the living legend, and the last living link to golf history. He played golf with the great Sam Snead and Ben Hogan and Byron Nelson, and the list goes on and on, and there's hardly anybody he probably hasn't played with. I guess there were some guys that were a little older than you, so you didn't get a chance to play with Bobby Jones or Walter Hagen and players like that. However,
yeah, but I met those people, and you know what? I never had my picture taken with them. This is one of the things I regret. I would have loved to have a photo of Jones and Hagen. But at that time in life, those things weren't important. Today, everybody's got to have the first thing you got to do with your cell phone is take some photographs. Oh, the next request I have from you, Keith Jones, is who is the lightest player on the PGA Tour? What does he weigh? And what is his height?
So I will tell you that Brian Harman is one of the shortest on the tour. He's 5'7". The guy that weighs the least comes in at 130 pounds, and that's Bhatia. Ashay Bhatia. He's 6 feet, I guess 6'1", and he weighs 130 pounds. So
I don't want the name doesn't register with me.
Yeah, he's been an up-and-comer. He's been very competitive, and if you saw a picture of him, he's from Asiatic India. So
I thought he was.
Yeah, so, yeah. Or from that. He was born in Los Angeles, so he's a U.S. citizen, but that's his heritage.
His parents probably from India.
So that's the lightest player.
Yeah, well, that's amazing.
Already three PGA Tour wins, though. So,
but, you know, if you look at it, there's very few players. How many players compete each week? About what, 120, 30?
Yeah, about 125. I think the number is.
Okay. I'll guarantee you there's very few of those players that weigh under 140 pounds. Very few.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Well, I'm trying to make a point, because Bob Toski, at 118 pounds, did something that no one thought I could do, because I was Polish. When you were Polish, you weren't the smartest guy in the world. I want to know if you could count to 10. And being light and small and Polish, when I left New England, they all said, good luck, but they said, you'll never last because you're too light, too small, etc. So I defied logic and went on, because you have to believe to achieve. And I was a strong believer in my golf swing.
Well, you have to be. That's the whole key to playing. That doesn't matter if you're a professional player or a recreational player, anybody in between. You've got to have the confidence in your game.
Oh, yes.
to be able to play it to the best of your ability.
There you go. But it's pretty hard to have confidence in your ability to play if you got a lousy golf swing.
True.
How do you play good golf with a lousy golf swing?
It's tough. Well, I'm not speaking from experience. I actually went and hit some balls this week, so I felt kind of good. I got some video feedback. And so that was, you know, I mean, not big on watching myself, but the same token.
You got time for a quick story?
I have time for Bob Toski's quick story. It okay. Take as long as you want.
My brother Jack was given a lesson. I was 16 years old. This guy comes to take a lesson from my brother Jack. And he's got a new Wilson bag, all set of new Wilson clubs. It looked like he's a tour player. Well, the minute he made a golf swing, I mean, that bag and those clubs, he got a sold and got a lady-sized bag and clubs. Well, this guy is so bad that Jack says to him, how much did you pay for that bag and those golf clubs? And the guy said, about $500. And my brother Jack said, well, I looked at your golf swing, and I think you bought that swing in the 5 and 10 cent store. Quote, my brother Jack, telling this student, he said, I think you bought that swing in the 5 and 10 cent store. He said, what you should do is sell that bag and those clubs and get your money back and start taking some instruction from some good professionals.
Yeah,
that's my story for tonight.
Well, it goes a long way. But I'm going to revisit the poundage on the PGA Tour, though, as you mentioned, because I mentioned Brian Harman being only 5'7". He's not the only one out there. Joaquin Niemann is 5'7". I know Joaquin's playing on that other tour right now, or trying to play on the other tour. And Joaquin is about 155 pounds.
Yeah, most of those players are from Asia, they're not American born.
He's European, he's about 155 pounds. Harman, as I mentioned, 5'7", about 150, and then of course we want to throw in two of the lightest guys, or you know, shortest guys, and that's Rory McIlroy, reported to 5'9", 160, and of course Ricky Fowler. Tips the scales maybe at 155, 160, which surprised me because that seems heavy for Ricky. But those are some of the other guys. Although even Justin Thomas, somewhere around the 150, 160 range, according to our PGA Tour stats. So
it's amazing, Keith. It's not the size of the swing.
Right.
It's the size of the heart. It's how big is the heart to try to succeed physically. The golf ball doesn't care how big your swing or small your swing is. It just wants you to make contact and hit it square, knock it down the fairway, and then hit it down the green, and then hopefully one putt. And that's the simplicity of golf, in a sense. Today, it's the technology and the club head speed now that they have is 120 miles an hour at impact. At least some of them are greater than that. And you got to understand one thing: if you can't control mass velocity times squared at the point of impact, if that mass and the velocity of that club head is moving 1/64th of an inch offline, you better find a new zip code.
Absolutely! You took me off my topic of direction I was going in. But I did want to talk a little bit about the British Open, or as they like to call it across the pond, the Open Championship, because Ryan Fox plays lights out. And he plays in a I'd say not a hurry, but he does not waste any time. He lifts the claret jug. Congratulations to him. Unlike Sam Burns, who I think, you know, that little thing above your neck called your head that kind of got in to his game, and this is what happens with professional golfers, right, Bob? It's hard to close out a tournament on a Sunday.
Well, the difference I see in what's happening with the players on the tour now, Keith, the preparation time for them to make a golf swing is far greater than it was when we played. That's why I love Fox. That guy just puts the club in his hand, takes a look down the fairway or the green, gets his eyes to see what he wants to see, and then his brain receives that message from his eyes, and then he executes with his hands and feet, because you can't control action without traction. And I love that style of golf. That's the way Hagen played, Jones. Didn't fool around a lot. Today, it's a science out there. You think they were building the Taj Mahal, for Christ's sake.
A lot of money on the line, Bob. That's why.
Keith, I got you right there one time, big time. I had a 7.5-foot putt in 1954 for $50,000. In 1954, $50,000. So just imagine how much money that is. When I got up over that putt to try to make it, my mind was not on $50,000. My mind was, I want to win the world's championship with the strongest field that was assembled in 1954 with all the players from all the different countries, and I beat the whole shooting match. I'm real proud of that, but I didn't let the dollar sign affect me. It was secondary. It was the title. It was the acceptance from all the players that here is a little Polish boy winning $50,000 with a field of golfers that was the best that year in tournaments. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, and well, you should be. Leading money winner on the PGA Tour, godfather of the golf swing, living legend. Bob Towsky is all those things and more. He's constantly giving back to the game, to people around the game, to the youth. Bob is a phenomenal human being. I know he's here on the other line, but that is Bob Towsky. And that $50,000 in 1954, supposedly around about $620,000 in today's dollars. So,
okay,
quite a bit of money. Not the million-dollar purses we're seeing on the PGA Tour. However, we're going to wait to see how long that lasts too, because there's so many problems with professional golf these days, Bob.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. But you know what? The more money you make, the more money you want to spend. And I will leave you with this thought that no one knew. That on the tour, when I was leaving Money Winner, it was well known that my wife was leaving Money Spender.
You married a classy dame, babe.
I promised that I'd give her that, and I gave her all these promises, but I delivered. I delivered. 57 years.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Amen, hallelujah. I should get some kind of a medal for that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to look into that for you. Yeah. we need to give her a posthumous medal as well. 57 years for Towsky. Oh my God, I've been doing less than 20, and it's like maybe more than 20 with Towsky. I don't know, but still, yes.
And just to be able to talk about it with you on the show is more important than having some guy give me a medal. What the hell? I can talk about this as often as I want, but the medal can't talk.
True. That's a good point. The metal can't talk. He's 99. He's still got his faculties. I told you, people. Listen. This is Toski. He knows that inanimate objects don't talk. So it's important. That's an important part of the day.
Well, that's life.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? You still make sing. You make your golf clubs sing to this day. It's crazy that you still hit a nice golf ball.
Oh yes, I still have control of the club face at the point of impact, but I can't move the club face fast enough because once I try to increase it, it's like driving a car 100 miles an hour and you're going to be hitting the brake every 2 seconds. And I can only swing at a rate of speed that I can control what the club is doing when it collides with the ball at the point of impact. And that's my club head speed is reduced because my body is weak. It's not as strong as it used to be. And even today, I have to walk carefully because they claim that I will fall before I get to 100.
Uh-oh.
I defy logic again.
Who are these claimers? I don't want to hear it. Who are these people claiming?
You know, all these doctors and scientists. All these Monday morning quarterbacks, you know, the world's full of those.
Yeah, well, the one thing I know, for as long as I've known you, is you're not careless. So it's people that aren't paying attention. I mean, I work with guys who have fallen down, and they're young guys. It's like, you know, and they tweak their knee or they hurt their foot or whatever it is. You know, falls happen. You just got to be very diligent and very careful. And, you know, the one thing that, this is why golf is such a great sport as well, because you have to get balance when you're hitting a golf ball. You have to keep your balance. The more balanced you are, the better a golfer you can be. And that transcends through life as well.
True. They're very true. So you have to have a pace that you must have a consistent pace. It can't be 100 miles an hour one day and 20 miles an hour the next day, and there's no consistency involved. And the golf swing's the same. You got to pace the putt, you got to pace the chip, you got to pace the approach, you got to pace the drive, and they're all different speeds. But that's the way golf is. That's why they give you 14 clubs to play 18 holes. And golf is a non-violent game played violently from within by the masses because they want to drive it too far, but they can't hit it very straight.
It's crash and burn. That's exactly what happens with a lot of people's golf games. And that's part of why we're having Toski on, the godfather of the golf swing, because this guy knows how to get the most out of your game the easiest way. He seems like a nice guy. You get him on the practice tee. Be careful. Just be careful what you ask for, because it's going to be quite a ride. And it's always quite a ride with Bob Toski, who's going to wrap up the show with us after this next break we got coming up. But we're very, very pleased to be bringing him to you. And thank you very much for listening to the show. We'll be back to finish it up after this break. The hour just flies by. I say it regularly. I know, I understand that I can be a little repetitive, but that's what happens. You have a great guest. You have a great guest. You know, time to tee it up. Then you just go and you tee it up. This is what we do. This is what we do on the show, and it's great to be with you every week. And it's great to have a guy like Bob Toski, living legend, a regular contributor to this show, because his walking is good, his tapping is quite good, and his singing's not too bad either. But that's, you know, he's a song and dance man going way back with the great Jimmy DeMaret and guys on the PGA Tour when they rode in the cars together when they had camaraderie, when you felt the warm and fuzzies. This is I think what happens on the Champions Tour now these days, Bob, is the guys that get out there are much more appreciative than they were on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And they embrace the fans more. And even running into Ken Duke and talking with him a little bit. I mean, there's a guy that, you know, has been able to get into the winner's circle thanks to one Bob Toski, and you know, has had success and been out on the Champions Tour and still being able to play this great game at the highest level, especially, you know, from the 50 plusers. You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's the game is a great challenge, regardless of how little you play it or how much you play it. The challenge will always be great to shoot a number under par for 18 holes.
What is your, I'm not sure I asked you this, I'm going to ask you this now. What is your favorite memory of the best tournament that you think you played or the best round that you had?
No, that's very simple. In 1953, December of 1953, I am about to be married on December 14th in Coral Gables, Florida. And I'm playing in the Havana Open. And I'm in contention. And I call my fiance, Lynn Stewart, up, and I said, you need to get on a plane and fly to Havana. It's only 15-minute flight. And they'll put you up in the clubhouse. And I want you to be on that 18th hole because I'm going to win this tournament. That's how confident I was. I come to the last hole. It's a dog leg. It's par four. Out of bounds all the way on the left. Plenty of room on the right with the 17th fairway on the right. So I aim toward the 17th fairway. And I tried to hook the ball, but I didn't hook it. And it went in the 17th fairway. Now I'm blocked out by a row of royal palm trees. I only have room for two trees to go through, and I don't have more than 4 feet of space. And I got to aim way left. And if I don't birdie the last hole, there's going to be a four-way playoff. And I had told my partner on the tee at 18, I'm going to birdie this hole. I'm not going to any playoff. I'm going to get married in a couple weeks. I need to win this tournament. So I hit this four iron. And I remember starting to get toward George Smathers, who was standing to the left of the green up on the side of the knoll. And I aimed at him, and I cut the ball from left to right. And I never saw it land on the green. The gallery had closed the green before I could see where the ball ended up. As I walked down the fairway, all the caddies were running toward me that I used to talk to and some war stories. And they were all mentioning with their hands 4 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet. I didn't have any idea. I walked to the gallery and I looked at where my ball ended up, and it was exactly 2 feet from the hole. I never marked my ball. I walked past my ball. Now the guys are on the near the edge of the green watching me. They're watching to see what I'm going to do. I walk past my golf ball. I walk off the green. I go up to the back of the green where my wife is. Give her a little kiss on the cheek. And I said, piece of cake.
There it is, the great Bob Toski. We're just out of time. Get out there and practice your game. Practice. Take your game to the next level, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.